Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Team drowns in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
A weekend boating accident on the Neosho River claims three lives. I'm Dave Wilson.
Three dead after a shooting in Florida. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A heads up for drivers in West Wichita starting today. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday we got to 83 for the high in Wichita, and it looks like it may be that warm or just a little bit warmer today. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
A Democrat-backed package of election-related laws faces opposition from a closely watched member of the Senate.
The For the People Act is a top priority for Democratic leadership. An election overhaul bill that would create new requirements for campaign finance reporting, ensure voter registration, and require at least 15 days of early voting. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he can't support it.
I think it's the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country, and I'm not supporting that because I think it would divide us further.
Manchin tells Fox News Sunday he would support a less sweeping election measure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to bring the bill up for a vote later this month. It will not advance without any Republican support. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A drowning at a southwest Wichita lake. Emergency crews were sent to the Kingston Cove Apartments near 27th and Osage. Sunday afternoon, witnesses reported to seeing a group of juveniles swimming in a lake at the apartment complex when they say one of them go underwater. Police Sergeant Husam Sarbaji says the other swimmers made a rescue attempt.
They attempted to help him and rescue him, but he was going under, so they kind of, several other onlookers jumped in trying to assess. They couldn't help either.
Firefighters recovered the victim from the lake. The unidentified male in his late teens died. Police say alcohol is not believed to be a factor.
A mother and two young children have died in a boating accident that also hospitalized the father of the family. This was in northeast Kansas.
The accident happened on the Neosho River in the area of the Burlington City Dam around 6:30 Saturday evening. The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism says the family of two adults and two children were boating on the river when their vessel stalled in rapid aerated water. The operator lost control, and everyone was thrown out of the boat. Rescue crews saved a Shawnee man and took him to Burlington Hospital. One woman, identified as Maribel Moran, and the couple's 3-year-old and 5-year-old children were found unresponsive and pronounced dead at the hospital. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A heads up for drivers in West Wichita starting today.
The Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a bridge repair project on westbound K-96 at Ridge Road. Two bridge decks will be repaired, and traffic will be reduced to one lane for about a half mile. The Ridge Road entrance ramp to westbound K-96 is within the work zone, so that ramp will be closed until the project is finished in early October. The work zone speed limit will be reduced to 60 miles per hour. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A rash of violence in South Florida continues in the form of another deadly shooting.
Three people are dead, including a corrections officer from a shooting at a graduation party. At least six more are hurt. It follows two deadly shootings at gatherings last week.
This is a setback, without a doubt, a terrible tragedy for our community, but that shows you the importance of why we have to have Operation Summer Heat.
Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez says that program is meant to get police departments in the area to work together to root out shooting crime.
We have to overcome this as a community, as a law enforcement community. It shows that there's a lot of work to be done. We're not going to stop.
Ramirez says one or more vehicles showed up to the party as it was ending and bullets started flying. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
The newest addition to the British royal family is an American citizen. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
The congratulations are pouring in. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, William, and Kate are delighted with the news. And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, many congratulations to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on the birth of their daughter. Prince Harry and Meghan's baby girl, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten-Windsor, was born Friday just before noon in Santa Barbara, just outside Montecito, California, where the couple now lives. They haven't released photos of the baby just yet, but they did release an official statement through their nonprofit Archwell Foundation, saying, quote, on June 4th, we were blessed with the arrival of our daughter Lily. She is more than we could have ever imagined, and we remain grateful for the love and prayers we felt from across the globe.
The child will be 8th in line to the throne behind her brother Archie and Father Harry.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Something happened to the Kansas City Royals yesterday that hadn't happened in 9 years. We'll have a highlight for you coming up in sports.
Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier says it's outrageous that abortions in Kansas rose almost 10% in 2020. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier tells KNSS News it's outrageous that abortions in Kansas rose almost 10% in 2020.
It really is a direct result of Laura Kelly's policy, because when you close churches and schools and you keep abortion mills open, you get what you ask for. And, you know, what's doubly outrageous is that Kansas is becoming the abortion capital of the Midwest.
Jeff Collier was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
The state board has unanimously recommended that the Kansas Supreme Court disbar a prosecutor who's accused of misleading juries in two separate cases actions that caused them to be overturned by higher courts. The Kansas Board of Discipline of Attorneys argued that Jackie Spradling embraced a win-at-all-cost attitude in two cases, a 2012 double homicide case and a 2016 rape and sodomy case. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that in both cases, appeals courts tossed out the convictions.
Authorities arrested two people Sunday in Southern California in connection with last month's fatal shooting of a six-year-old boy in the backseat of a car with his mother driving.
The California Highway Patrol says the shooting was a result of a road rage incident in Orange County. Authorities say a woman's perceived unsafe lane change was met with gunfire from occupants of a Volkswagen, the shots killing Aiden Leos, who was in the back seat. 23-year-old Lee Nguyen and 24-year-old Aris Marcus Anthony were arrested at their home. They're expected to be charged with murder. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
An Asheboro, North Carolina high school senior was not given his high school diploma despite attending and taking part in graduation ceremonies.
Ever Lopez draped a Mexican flag over his shoulders as a tribute to his family when he crossed the stage at his graduation ceremony Thursday. But when he came face-to-face with his principal, she did not give him his diploma.
She's like, yeah, you can't be wearing that flag. It's a distraction. I was like, no way, you're telling me this right now.
A district statement explains that Lopez violated the dress code, which only allows the decorating of mortarboards, and that the district would work with him and his family to resolve the issue so he could get his diploma. The district did receive an email threat Friday stating that, I'm going to shoot up this school if you don't give that young man his diploma. Police have now opened an investigation into that threat. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area, things are actually looking pretty good. The gasoline prices out there, they vary quite a bit. I'm still seeing prices as high as $2.89 in some places, but the low end considerably lower out there. Near Central and I-235, got $2.75 a gallon gasoline there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Don't want to be selfish with my time. Got to ask you how you doing.
We're doing just fine here. Everything's okay.
Okay. All right, and it looks like our weather, pretty much the same, but, you know, there's going to be a few bumps in the road, not only today, but as we go through the upcoming week. But I'm going to let everybody know right now, the bigger weather story this week, not so much our rain and thunderstorm chances, but it's going to be that uptick in heat and humidity. As every day goes by this week, we're really going to feel it. So into that forecast, we've got partly cloudy skies today, 20% chance of showers and storms, some of which are just to the south and east of Wichita. I think our chances in Wichita will start to go up a little bit more by the time we get closer to midday as well. During the afternoon, but either way, 20% chance we do have a better shot at staying dry. Just make sure that we keep an eye to the sky as some of those showers could start to bubble up closer to home. 83 for a high today, actually a little bit below average despite it being warm and humid out there. Partly cloudy skies tonight, going down to a 10% chance of a shower storm, 68 for a low, and then we'll have another slim chance tomorrow with a 20% chance, 87, so getting a little bit warmer, a little bit closer to average, with another 10% chance of a shower storm by the time we get into our Tuesday night. 90s looking more likely midweek and on, 93 by Thursday, 92 Friday, and still only looks like a 10% chance of rainfall between mid to late week. Should stay dry this upcoming weekend. We will shave off a few degrees from those low to middle 90s, but it's still going to feel like summer out there with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s under partly cloudy skies. I'm KSN, or Steve, it's Monday.
Sure
current conditions, 68 degrees, partly cloudy skies, dew points in the 60s right now, which basically means that the humidity, not oppressive, but you're definitely going to feel it. No fog to worry about with visibility at 10 miles.
Right. Well, you know, with the heat, it's starting to, as you said, feel like summer. We're almost in summer. And that means folks are going to the lake, they're going to the beaches to go swimming, they're going to swimming pools, and we're just a reminder this morning with the news going on that water safety, be careful around the water. Oh, my goodness.
That's always
a good idea. And if it's going to get heat and sunny, don't forget the sunscreen, too. So,
yeah, at least we got some nice pool days ahead. That's
good
something
pool
to look forward
ahead.
To.
You got it. All right, thank you, yep. Sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. We're at 7:13 now, Steve and Ted, here on this Monday, June 7th. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees. Normal high for the date is 85. And on this date in 1982, Severe thunderstorm struck Kansas City with 70 to 80 mile per hour winds. The destructive winds caused around $2.5 million in damage. You know, when we talk about severe weather in Kansas, we usually talk about severity of tornadoes and the danger of tornadoes. But you and I both know, Ted, there have been severe thunderstorms come through here with straight line winds that are truly frightening.
Just as bad, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of damage.
The trash receptacles start flying across the street and the limbs are blown down. And that's what happened in Kansas City in 1982. While nothing has been confirmed, there has been talk of a possible fourth stimulus check being sent out in the U.S. More than 80 members of Congress have signed letters in support of sending out another relief payment. Well, sure, they want to get reelected, right? The letters addressed to President Biden are recommending additional payments to continue to keep citizens out of poverty. And while President Biden himself has not said anything, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Thursday he's happy to hear from a range of ideas on what would be most effective and what's most important to the economy moving forward. So at least they're starting to talk about another round of stimulus checks. We'll send Ryan Robinson.
Are those 80 bipartisan, or are they all Democrats?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say.
Or Republicans.
Just people who are up for. I think it's only the 80 ones that are up for election.
Or the ones that are up for election. Yeah, in 2022.
No,
yeah.
We're being kind of cynical this morning. It's 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning, and we do have some sad news over the weekend. Carla Burns, a Wichita-born, Tony-nominated singer and actress, first black person to win Britain's most prestigious theater award, died at Via Christi Hospital Friday following a prolonged illness. Apparently she'd been sick about 6 months, and Carla was just 66 years old, And it gets close for Ted because Ted's actually appeared on stage with Carla. What, in several shows?
Several shows, yeah.
And I've only just met her the once, but she made a terrific impression on me. Quite a person. She made her final appearance at Roxy's downtown in February of last year as Evelyn in The Wiz.
Yeah, they did The Wiz right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And Carla's last public performance.
Well, she grew up and lived in Wichita when she was a kid, rose to international acclaim for her powerful vocal music and theater performances, which included shows at venues, theater stages, opera houses around the world. Apparently, she just loved to get on stage and do that thing, you know, the singing and the acting. Graduate of Wichita State University. Probably could have gone anywhere, don't you think, Ted? That kind of talent.
Right here in her hometown. Yeah. Launched her to worldwide fame.
And I'm proud to know that she's a graduate of my alma mater, Wichita West High School. Carla, she's one person all us pioneers can be very proud of Carla. She was just a fine person, wasn't she, Ted? I mean, you knew her better than I do. I mean, a lot better.
Just amazing. And, you know, for all the talent she had, just a very giving person. Who would share any of her gifts with you at any moment. To help you get along with your career.
So there you go. She nurtured other people then and helped them along.
Yep. And that's what she's been doing a lot. Of course, she did a great one-woman show where she played Hattie McDaniel, another Wichita native, and she was so amazing in that.
Oh, I would love to have seen that.
I was fortunate to see her do that twice over the years.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I'm sorry I missed that. Yeah.
Should have gone.
Hattie McDaniel, of course, another person from Wichita.
Yeah, she just embodied Hattie McDaniel's
took it
soul
over.
And spirit, and it was pretty cool to watch.
Well, she's quite a Wichita citizen and great talent, Carla Burns.
Mm. Yeah, we lost a treasure on Friday.
Mm. All right, it's coming up on 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time this morning with Ted Woodward. Got some baseball to talk about, right, Ted?
Yeah, we had some baseball up in Kansas City yesterday for the Royals and the Minnesota Twins, finishing up homestand for the Royals. And something happened for the Royals that had not happened in 9 years. Here's the highlight. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Two on, nobody out. 1-0 Twins in the third. And now Nicky Lopez bunts, but in the air to Sano. A throw to second. And the Twins are about to get a triple play. Throw back to first. And the second baseman, Gordon, is there. So the base runners either were confused on the play or just did not read that bunt. But that goes 3-6-4 on a bunt in the air with two on and nobody out, and Minnesota turns a triple play.
Mm.
A lot of times on a bunt, they're pretty much off and running.
Yeah, they're off and running, and they did not expect it to be popped up. And just, you know.
The big no-no in bunting, never get it in the air.
No. The execution didn't happen. So, yeah, the Twins turned a triple play. That ruined what might have been a promising inning for the Royals, and they didn't score much anyway. Twins won the game 2-1. So, back-to-back losses for the Royals to finish up that homestand. And Kansas City now will play late-night games all week long. It'll be the Royals out on California. First stop is L.A., taking on the Angels. The Royals and the Angels. That'll be at 8:30 this evening. You can hear that game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita Wind Surge in first place, and they finished up a long 12-game homestand yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. But the Wind Surge kind of laid an egg yesterday as Arkansas won the game 9-0. Wichita did win 7 of the 12 games on the homestand, though. Of course, it's Monday, so it's an off day for the first-place Wind Surge. They have a half-game lead atop the North Division, getting ready for a road stint this week. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs yesterday. Game 7 to wrap up a series between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. The road team won the first 6 games of this series, but not the 7th game. The Clippers were able to win at home, beating the Mavericks 126-111. Starting it forward for the Clippers, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris. The action on ABC.
Leonard gets inside. Back up top, Morris. Morris, three-pointer. Puts it in. Marcus Morris, a 20-point game. And it's an 8-point Clipper lead.
Marcus Morris made 7 three-pointers yesterday on his way to 23 points in that Clippers win. The Mavericks are eliminated. Now the Clippers advance on into the Western Conference semifinals for the second straight year. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Chicago White Sox won at home on the South Side. They shut out the Tigers 3-0. For Chicago White Sox manager, 76-year-old Hall of Famer Tony La Russa, win number 2,764 as a manager. And in doing so, La Russa has now passed John McGraw for second place on the all-time managerial win list in Major League Baseball.
Legendary John McGraw.
So now who is Tony La Russa chasing for the number one spot?
Gosh, I don't know.
Connie Mack.
Connie Mack.
Who managed about 80 years for the Philadelphia Athletics.
Right.
So I kind of did a little bit of math. If La Russa finishes 500 every year, he would have to keep managing until he's 88 years old to pass Connie Mack.
Connie Mack. Yeah.
So, of course, Tony La Russa played for the Wichita Arrows, an infielder for the 1973 Arrows when he batted .314.
Whoa.
Tony La Russa is now number 2 on the all-time managerial win list in Big League Baseball. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Schools dealing with HIV and AIDS over the years. Been kind of clumsy, says Rush. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.